Are you tired of the anxiety, frustration, and fear that pervade your connections with other people, both online and in real life? Sarah Stewart Holland and Beth Silvers want you to know one thing: you're not alone. Sarah and Beth are the co-hosts of one of my favorite podcasts, the Pantsuit Politics Podcast, which was one of Apple Podcasts' best shows of 2021 and was recently featured as GMA3's Podcast of the Month. Now What? How to Move Forward When We're Divided About Basically Everything releases everywhere May 3rd. In this book, they're going to help you understand the powerful connections you have with other people on a personal, community-based, national, and even international level. Then they show you how to engage your family with a spirit of curiosity, listen closely to the anxieties and fears of your friends, explore shared values within your community, understand your work as a citizen in a diverse country, hold lightly those things that are beyond your control around the world. The status quo is not working. If you long to be a peacemaker and a positive influence in your spheres, Now What? Is your door to a future that is characterized by hope, love, and connection despite our differences. Listen, if you pre-order now, you're going to be invited to join a special live virtual release event with Sarah and Beth. Order your copy today from Amazon or wherever you buy books. Visit pantsuitpoliticsshow.com to learn more. Hey, hey. Oh, yeah. Today's a special day. I'm hyped for today. It is April 28, 2022. It is episode 56. It's my daughter's birthday. Y'all ready for this? Come on, come on. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, happy birthday. It's your birthday, it's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. Yeah, yeah. Listen, Human Hope fam, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. How old is your daughter? And I know you also are thinking, do you really think you sound like 50 Cent? It's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. I mean, listen, when Dr. Delight is playing, you can act like you're 50 Cent. I'm old enough to be 50 Cent. And I'm old enough to have a 20-year-old daughter. Oh, what? What is happening? AARP, are you on your way? Is it about time for me to break forth the rhythm and the rhyme and join the AARP? Is it time for me to retire? No. No, it's just getting started. Listen, I had her when I was 12 years old, okay? So I'm only 32. That's a lie. But happy birthday to my beautiful daughter, Sohaila Teresa Whitaker. Sohaila's 20 years old. And you guys heard from Sohaila. She has been on the podcast. If you guys want to go back and get a little bit of who she is, maybe some of the hardest things she's ever been through, she shares with you. And it was one of the most powerful episodes. That was way back in July of 2021, episode 22. Sohaila was the guest, Overcoming Physical or Emotional Pain with Sohaila Whitaker, episode 22. I honestly believe that could be the difference between you living your life or letting your life live you, especially if you're in the midst of suffering. My daughter has suffered and she has conquered and she is strong and she's 20. I just love it. You know, I'm not one of those parents that's like, slow down time. Because I'm enjoying the time that we have. I'm enjoying where we're at. I'm enjoying the season that she's in. And lucky for you today, not because it's her birthday, maybe a little bit, but you're actually going to hear a little bit from her today. Today's going to end up being one of your favorite episodes because you guys love when I do a deep dive into pulling the curtain back behind the Whitaker casita, pulling the curtain back behind who it is we are, how it is we function, why it is we do what we do, why we make these decisions. And so today on the podcast, we are going to have my wife, Heather, my daughter, Sohaila, my daughter, Sayana, my son, Losiah, my boyfriend, son, not son yet, boyfriend, and Brady, and so Sayana's other boyfriend, not my boyfriend, their boyfriend. The boyfriends are on the show today too. And you know what we're talking about today? I just thought, wait, let's let this finish. This felt so good. Today on Human Hope, we're diving into the relationships that my teenagers have with their boyfriends. That's right. You know, I get so many questions. Now, before any of you with like infant children or no children, or you never want children, or like, okay, this ain't the podcast for me. I promise you, this is the podcast for you. Heather and I get into the nitty gritty on some of our disagreements on our kids dating. We get into the nitty gritty on how I reacted differently to both boyfriends. I believe that there's actually a lot of good relationship content, whether or not your kids are dating or not, like how it is that you can relate with them in a better way. We talked to Losia about what he feels, having his sisters having boyfriends. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Did he like it? Does he not? And then we asked the boyfriends about their families and how their parents have been involved in the relationship as well. Cause you guys just hear from Heather and I, you just hear from us. And, I think it's gonna be, you know, maybe at some point, hello, Taylor, hello. If I can get some of the parents of these young men that are dating my daughters to be on my podcast, I mean, who knows? Maybe that'd be cool too if I interviewed them. So like we can hear their perspective. But what I think about today, what's really cool is we hear, you know, our kids' perspective. Because here's the thing, Heather and I could have done a whole episode on like, you know, but you guys are always asking, which is, I think are valid questions. What are the rules? When did you let them start dating? How did you do this? How did you do that? And so instead of like Heather and I telling you, I was like, let's bring them on. Let's just ask them. Let them explain what it is. And man, there is some gold that comes out of here. Like my mouth was hanging open. Oh my gosh, I forgot. There's one more guest on this podcast that makes a special appearance that you guys have never heard from, a family member. You've heard from my dad. You've heard from my kids, my wife. You've never heard from my mom. And we're actually in my mom's house right now. It is the eve right now. So I can still say my daughter's 19. She's 19. She's not out of her teens for two more hours. And we are hanging out at my parents' house. And so I invited my mom onto the podcast for a second. She does not like to be front and center. So I got her to say a couple things to you guys. And so I think you're going to appreciate that. So that is the podcast today. You guys have been so, so good about sharing this thing. So make sure that you guys share the podcast. Make sure that you guys let people know that this conversation could be transformative in the lives of some friends of yours that maybe have kids or thinking about having kids or just want to have a good relationship with people that are close to them in a different life season than them. Human Hope Familia, thank you for also allowing me to trust you with my family and letting this be a safe space that we can unpack some things that may be a little complicated sometimes. Enjoy the conversation. Here you guys go. So I am at a table. That was not a fart. That was Sohaila moving her microphone.
Did it sound like a fart?
It did. In my ears, it sounded like a fart. So no moving the microphones. So just so that we can arrange the chaos correctly, I would like everybody to introduce themselves so their voices can be heard. To my left.
Yo, baby pop. Yeah, you come here and give me a kiss. Hey, better make it faster, else I'm going to get mad.
Wow. So that right there is Heather Barkume, the mother of three people in this room. And Heather's on it. And we're going to continue going around to...
Do I say my name?
Yeah, say your name.
Sohaila Whitaker.
And Sohaila, this is a special evening for you. When we're recording this, what is tonight? What's today?
Today is nothing.
It's the day before. It's your birthday.
Oh, yeah. It is my birthday.
It is the last moment of
a teenager. 2020.
We don't go back to 2020. Remember when you cried? 20. Because another year was passing. You were like 12. We didn't want the year to end.
Nope, I was 12.
So this is the oldest child, Sohaila.
That is me.
Next to her, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Brady, and I am dating Sohaila.
Well, it's so mysterious.
It's so
That was so mysterious. Brady, you can give us a little bit more about yourself, Brady.
Who are you?
I met Sohaila through one of my good buddies, Huncho. He's been my friend since we were in middle school. And somehow we stayed friends over FaceTime. And okay. He's really cool. I love him so much. And awesome. He introduced me to the Wreckers.
Okay, cool. Okay, so next.
Because he was friends with them, and that's how we got to know each other. Later on, we dated.
Okay,
that's
sweet. You're already 30 minutes into the podcast telling your story. This is fantastic. We're going to skip the next one for a second. Don't get your feelings. We're going to come back to you. And we're going to the next daughter. So introduce yourself.
I'm Sayana.
Sayana?
Our middle.
That's it? That's all you give?
Sayana
Jess Whitaker. Yep. So she's the middle child. And then to her right, so we're going back towards Brady, the other boyfriend is?
I mean, does my name matter?
So here's the thing. Noah's funny, and Noah was in his head. He had exactly what he wanted to say, but unfortunately, when it came out of his mouth, it didn't come out correctly.
Try again. You got it. You can.
I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Who are you?
My name is Noah, and apparently, my voice cracks.
And
are you dating Sohaila too? Who are you dating?
No, I'm dating Sarah.
Okay.
Actually, yesterday was a year and 5 months.
No way. Was it really?
No way.
A year and 5 months?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess
the
you're
26th.
Right. Wow.
Heather, do you remember when we used to count by months?
Yeah,
a while ago. Ancient. And then to my right, running the ones and twos and zeros on the board is...
Me.
Who's me?
Losiah.
Losiah, how long have you been dating your girlfriend?
I don't have one.
Oh, so. Thank God. What if he would have been like, 7 months?
Surprise!
Okay, so let's get into the conversation. I get a lot, I don't know about you, Heather, but I get a lot of DMs about, you know, hey, our kids, I'm worried about our kids dating. What are your rules for dating?
Right.
What are all the things for dating? And I figured, well, instead of just trying to like explain what rules are for dating or why they dated or why they waited so long, let's just bring them into the fold. Let's go. Let's start with the couple to my right, the younger couple.
Yay.
Oh. Yeah. We're going to start with the younger couple. And when I say younger couple, what's going on over there?
I don't.
It sounded like she said.
No, okay. Yeah, good call.
Okay, so you said you've been dating a year and 5 months. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So let's rewind. So
bring us in. Bring us in on how'd you meet?
Yeah. How'd you guys meet? And
how old you were?
Yep.
We met when I was 16. I'm currently 18.
Okay.
And we met at. Wow. We met at summer camp through mutual friends. Okay. And
like summer camp, like YMCA summer camp?
No, like a church camp. Okay. Belonging. And we were friends for a while. We hung out a lot. And then we just started liking each other.
Yeah.
And then flourished our relationship.
Okay. And then flourished. No, I see you holding your lips.
I was just laughing.
Okay. So tell us about, you know, what, where was the spark? Why were you like, oh man, Sayana, you know?
Yeah, Noah.
Well, Sayana was really good friends with my ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
and
we're starting in with
hold on.
Okay, cool. Just a little sound effect for the drama.
Yeah, they were really good friends, and then we broke up. We were all just friends and hanging out, and then.
I actually told Sayana she could not date you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Why did you just not tell me that?
I told you that too.
Because they broke up and then suddenly she likes you and I'm like,
no, okay, this is making me sound like a horrible person.
Okay, so let's go.
They broke up and I started to like him, but I denied it in my own feelings. And then
I even asked you if you liked him and you said no.
Yeah. And then
I knew you did.
Months later, We started.
We were very good about it. We were very respectful.
You were. Yeah, I will say that you were.
This yes. We do not need to talk about this.
No, we don't have to get into it.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. So this is what I want to know. Look how mature you are. You're like, we don't need to talk.
That is 18. We're talking right
that
there.
That isn't 18. That's 28. Are you 28? So what's happening wise. Here? So listen, you guys, a year and 5 months. And Noah, you said you had a girlfriend before Sayana. Was that your first girlfriend?
Yes.
How long did you date her?
Approximately 6 weeks.
Okay, so we can basically say this is like the first like actual relationship.
100%.
And a year and 5 months into this, okay, you are both, no, you're 19 now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 19 and 18. How would you say it's going?
Good.
Wow. So I think it's going great.
Yeah, you think it's going great?
Yes.
In your head, expectations of like, I'm going to have a boyfriend, I'm going to have a girlfriend, comparatively speaking to what it is now.
Right. Well, like, this is what I wanted forever.
Awesome.
Like, what it is now is, it definitely took time to get there and had to grow and
unpack that a little bit for us, just for
just
people.
Could you circle back around?
I mean, just coming in as young, I mean, as we are young, but especially in high school, you know, just very insecure and struggling with finding yourself and especially walking spiritually that same way. There was just a lot of like finding ourself apart from each other, but also like walking with each other and figuring out how to work in a relationship because it's not all perfect.
You never did it before with anybody
and
else.
And we had to learn and, you know, it's been amazing even in like the harder times and the best times. It's all like for the better, so it's put us here and like, you know, I have never been happier. Like it just gets better and better.
Oh, that's so nice. Sayana, so I'm gonna ask you. Maybe it's okay. Listen, I'm gonna ask you like when he said it's taken some work, you know, it's taken some work to get to where we're at. What would you say that is? What is that work?
Just like the different seasons we've gone through, you know, just like each season we keep growing, just like, you know, so it was 20 and she's different than she was when she was 18.
And
so
we're okay, different. This is the question then. 16-year-old Sayana dating Noah versus 18-year-old Sayana dating Noah. What's the difference? What would you say is the biggest growth?
I don't know. I don't, like, it's a lot, like, it's serious now. It wasn't then. Like, I.
Okay.
I wish that there was video this whole time. I just had the faces. Yeah.
Honestly, like, this is a good thing, but it was a lot of me, like, my growth. Like, I saw Sayana at 16 and was like, I want to walk like she does and carry the spirit like she does. Uh-huh. And like, we've both grown so much, but it was like, she's been at a level like way higher than her age group, like since I met her. Uh-huh. And it was a lot of like me growing into who I am that like, I was almost like meeting her up here because I was like,
say, would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. because you were saying at the beginning, now it's serious. Well, like, what does that mean?
Well, just before, I'd never had a boyfriend before or anything. Uh-huh. So everything was so like new and I didn't know like at all. Like he told me he loved me and I didn't say it back.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wait, Noah, come back to the microphone. What'd you just say?
So let's just embarrass me.
Okay. Oh, like, tell us about that. He said he loved you.
Well,
and you
he accidentally
that.
Said it.
Okay.
And I was like, boy, it was really awkward. I was like, aw.
But honestly, I knew I did. So it's and I kept saying it.
And then how long did it take you to say it?
I would say 2 to 3 weeks. Okay, no, 2 or 3 like weeks. 3 to 4 weeks, I feel like.
Oh.
It was a while because it would be awkward. Like when he said it, I'd just be smile. Like, you know.
No, something that I really love about you is that you don't cave to Sayana.
That's right. That's my dad.
But in a respectful way, like you challenge her, you tell her, no, I'm not doing this, Sayana, or whatever, when she, because I'm so sorry, but she is a little feisty, and that bossy. Comes from me, and bossy, and that comes from me, and I'm so sorry. but I love watching you actually kind of, I don't know the right word. You actually bring out the best in the circumstance. So you don't butt up against the bossiness. You actually try to get to like what's causing that bossiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
And that's,
yeah,
that's what's good. Gonna, yeah.
So that is the beginning here of Noah and Sayana. A month and a half in. Round of applause for you guys are. A year and a half. It felt so fast, guys. Let's move around the table. We're going around the horn. Hale's so excited. She looked that excited. So let's go back to, now we're talking to the
big old diamond.
By the time you hear this to 20-year-olds, because Brady, you're already 20.
I'm not, yeah, I'm 19, but I'm turning 20 tomorrow.
You're turning 20 tomorrow. You guys, whereas Noah, I forgot to say this, Noah is a freshman in college. Sayana is a senior in high school / a sophomore in college.
Come on.
Because she's doing dual enrollment. Brady, you're 20. You've been 20 for a month. So Hale's turning 20 tomorrow. And you guys are sophomores in college.
Correct.
Okay. So take us back to the beginning for you guys, because I feel like this was the first relationship for both of you, besides Philip, but you know. Doesn't count. That was like puppy love. We didn't have puppy love. Okay. So.
Yeah. So what's his name? Honcho?
Zach. Zach has been on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Zach was on the podcast one, right? with the house one. Yeah. He's in the one. Sayana wasn't on that. Oh, yes, you were. Sorry, Sayana was on that one too. No, I wasn't on it.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Anyway, no, somebody we was on it. Okay.
Anyway, Zach and Brady were best friends in middle school until now. But Zach, his little sister is adopted from the same orphanage that little Saya is adopted from in South Korea. Yep. So our parents connected when, I mean, I was like,
Young.
So I practically grew up with Zach. Right. Had no recollection of this dude named Brady, but they were best friends at the same time.
He was around.
But our church does this conference every September, and Zach lived in Seattle at the time, and Brady lived in Jackson, Tennessee at the time, and Zach was going to come stay at our house to Sayana.
Oh my gosh,
I'm
you guys.
So sorry.
Would you like me to finish?
I'm leaving this in. I'm not editing this podcast. I do not have time to edit. Brady, take over.
Yes, so Zach invited me to comments because he was coming into town.
Thank you for the rescue.
And stayed with me for the week, and then we drove up to Nashville, and he had some friends in Nashville that we were going to stay with, and those are the people sitting around this table right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you stayed with us.
The Whitakers.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just coming into your story.
And, and we stayed with them for the week and became friends and kind of just kept up on social media. I think we started like a random Instagram chat or something.
Sham love for Jesus.
And
wait.
That's the teens.
Oh, you guys just kind of created a name for that. Noah wasn't involved in that.
No, he wasn't around yet.
But we were what, 16?
Yeah, we were young.
We were 16.
So young.
You were 16. I was 45. No, it was a long time ago.
I was 16. You were 17. I was 16.
You're 12. Okay.
We were literally 20. I promise you.
20?
She was not
20.
Stop
arguing. Stop arguing. Oh, I love you.
Anyways, we kept up over social media for the next year, and I came back to conference again with Zach, and
that's kind of when we became best friends.
That's when we started hanging out more, and
we couldn't get rid of Brady. He kept coming every month,
all the time.
Driving back and forth.
Every other week, he was spending the weekend with us.
And we were best friends.
Yes. And so, okay, so I'm going to stop here because I'm going to come back to you in a second. Your best friend's here.
Correct.
You guys are hanging out all the time.
Yes.
This is, Sayon is 15 at this point. or 14.
I remember 12. I got my license.
Okay.
You
got your license when she's in the hospital.
Okay. Sayon is very opinionated about
she has to be right.
So, the age here.
I don't know if the human listeners want to get into the depths of like of what age people were, but all this to say.
I was trying to give something.
When Brady started coming around, and suddenly we're like, oh, like there's this guy that Sohaila giggles about when she talks about it or whatever. But then
you know
she,
what they used to do? They used to play video games. They used to play video games late at night just to hang out with each other.
Yeah. As this boy's coming, and we're talking about like, okay, so like, are we just letting it? Are we just letting the relationship blossom at this point as parents? Or are we just like, yeah, I mean, it's fine, whatever.
We really were just open. We were at that point just kind of, I mean, we never had rules of what our kids, when they can start dating, when they can't. It was dependent on each child and kind of who they were interested in.
Now,
and
girls, is that something that you remember being true?
I think we weren't allowed to date till we were 16.
No, that was never.
I feel like I remember that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, no, that
it
was
literally was.
That was a good thing that we started dating at like 17.
There's really not a point.
No, yeah. that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. So I think as parents,
there was never you can't date until.
It is true.
Sayana wants to disagree. Okay, so Heather and I are letting this relationship blossom. Then I'll just tell you kind of how it went for me. So Hale's in the hospital. We go through the hospital season.
Correct.
And you know, Brady, she's like in the worst pain of her life. But when Brady would,
oh my gosh, Brady came. He came straight from. He was when she went into the hospital. He was on a flight overseas to Europe. He had his whole trip planned. He literally got off, landed 2.5 hours away at an airport in Memphis, and
he went on his trip.
Yes.
Came back from the trip.
Sorry. Drove straight to the hospital to see Sohaila. Sohaila had the worst night, but when he was there,
it was like she was healed. And I remember thinking to myself, like, oh my God, we can go home.
No, Jacinta, my best friend, who was at the hospital with me that week, she was like, stop teasing her. They're just friends. Just let them be. And then as soon as he left, she looked at Sohaila. She was like, oh my gosh, you guys are in love.
And they just didn't know it yet. Or maybe they did know it.
I knew it.
You did?
A long time. I feel like I always know it. I'm always in love with somebody.
That's true.
Brady has that
Brady's feel. Brady's been there for a long time.
That's good.
Jack Sparrow was one for a long time.
Okay, so here you guys are, young and in love, both couples. And Sohaila, how would you say, because I asked them this, how would you say, where is it now, your relationship?
Oh, where is our relationship now? You're asking me. It's great, as in like how it's going. I've never felt closer to Brady. Uh-huh. Me and Brady, it's kind of like what Sam said, like with seasons. I guess like we started dating probably in my lowest season of my life, which caused more problems, but also a lot more growth for us.
Yeah.
And I think that just obviously ties people together when you walk through crap, essentially. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like Brady was my go-to guy. Even like when he wasn't my boyfriend, he was still my best friend who walked with me and prayed with me and just spoke truth and life into me. And that was one of the reasons I really fell in love with him. Because like I can say like I was in love with people, but truth is like I've just had crushes. Right. Like I never realized what actual love was until like you walk through stuff and you see them with you by your side no matter what and cheering you on. But like for me, most importantly, like he brought joy and hope and life in places that I wouldn't have accepted it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. No, that makes sense. You know, I do want to make this point too. Also, you know, I think a lot of times as older adults, we can poo-poo on young love when they say, oh yeah, when we fell in love or we're in love, right. You know, I feel like a lot of adults be like, you're not in love. Like, you don't know what love is yet. But I disagree. Like, I feel like you guys know what love is to what it is for you,
yeah.
You know? And I think that's important for, I don't know. I want the listeners to know that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Young love is so fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, we were talking to our best friends about, because they were friends with us when we were in Young Love too, and just about the schmoopy letters that we would write to each other and yeah, the dumb things.
I found a letter from Noah the other day that was like, oh my gosh, I could have written that to Heather. like it was.
I've been reading your dad's notes.
It was actually to me. He's just working his way.
Come on.
Dear Mr. Carlos.
But it's so true. I love the young love.
Yeah, I know.
It's so fun.
Okay, Sianna and Noah, back to you guys. What would you say? Okay, you're now speaking to parents who have 12-year-olds. And 13-year-olds, and they are stressed out. They are so stressed about their kids dating. They're so stressed. I can't even believe my daughter's gonna date. Like, what would you're talking to them now. What would you say to them about maybe, you know, should they be scared? What can they do to maybe prepare their kids to date? Is there something that your parents did? Is there something that, you know, what would you say, Sam, you're leaning? This is the gold. It's coming up here on the podcast, and we're going to get back to that in just a second after I talk about two of our partners. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, people don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. And let's not forget about doom scrolling, sleeping too little, or sleeping too much. Listen, I know when I'm stressed. For me, it always goes to food and sleep. You can literally tell in your body when you're stressed out. Stress shows up in all kinds of ways, and in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, hustle, here's your reminder to take care of yourself, do less, and maybe try some therapy. I love my BetterHelp therapist. And also, this is something that you guys may not know. Our kids have been in therapy for over a decade. That's right. It is okay for your kids to have somebody they can talk to as well. We believe in therapy at the Whitaker Casita. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help you lower your stress. Human Hope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/humanhope. That is BETTERHELP.com/humanhope. This week, we are also partnering with Canopy. Listen, according to the New York Times, more than twice as many kids have been exposed to pornography online than their parents realize. It's terrifying. But Canopy, a new next generation digital parenting app, is here to make the internet safer for not only my kids, but your kids too, by ensuring they never see graphic sexual content, even by accident. Canopy blots explicit images and videos on every single website. Its advanced AI filtering technology works on smartphones, tablets, and computers. To learn more, visit canopy.us/humanhope and use promo code humanhope at checkout to get 30 days free and 15% off forever. Unfortunately, the internet is full of explicit content, but with Canopy, your internet doesn't have to be.
I don't think like you should put so much pressure on it, because like I know people whose parents would put like specific boundaries and specific rules around dating, and they would want to like rebel against those rules because it's like, oh, my parents said I couldn't do this. You automatically want to do that. And so I think since mom and dad never like put like a, you can't date, or if you talk to them about guys or whatever, they wouldn't like shut it down or anything. They would just like talk to us about it. And I think it just like made it a safe place to where it's like, when you like someone, like it's okay. And it's like, if your 13-year-old girl has a crush, like she's probably not going to date them, but like let her have her crush and like let them learn. And you don't have to like protect them from every single little thing. Like they're going to have to go through things and learn things.
Oh, that's a whole word right there. Wow. And go ahead, Noah.
I think that it has more to do with like the relationship with the parent and the kid than like the kid knows better. because
or the kid and the boyfriend. Boy, yes. Like it's more about the parent and the yeah.
If you create a safe space yes. for your kid and have a good relationship, it's not even all necessarily about trust. It's about like, you know, you'll be a part of it. Mm. That's like the I think a big fear with parents is that like mm-hmm. it's crossing this new territory that you don't get to be a part of really. And it's like if your relationship is good with the kid, then like you don't have to helicopter.
That's good. Yeah. No, that's really strong. To the next couple, same question. Well, go ahead.
I think, and this is
Brady, 20 years old, dating Sohaila.
Yeah. I'm just going to give you some advice about your kids and how you should parent from all of my experience.
You're actually, honestly, you're in the perfect spot to speak to these people.
I mean, I think Noah and Sayana had some good stuff to say. I think another side of it too is like, I think it all stems back to the example that was set for your kids and the environment that they were raised in and how safe they feel. And I think if you can demonstrate a good relationship and you can talk about things that are happening in your own relationship to your kids and let them in, obviously with boundaries, but let them into things that they can learn from and that can help them,
yeah.
that they can actually apply it even as just someone having a crush and someone knowing that their parents feel safe enough to maybe not hide everything that's going on in their relationship so the kid would feel safe to do
yeah.
the same.
Yeah, that's good. It's true. So, can't hear you.
I remember my mom's side of the bed was always a very safe place for me to go to when I had something to talk about. What's specifically
dad's side?
Great question. He was watching football games. I'm just kidding. But also there's
yeah, it's your mom. Yeah,
it's my mom. It's your mom. I'm not gonna talk to my dad yeah. if I'm 13 about yeah. a guy. Yeah. You know?
Sayana did, but that's okay. Keep on. Sorry, just kidding.
I feel like I always wanted people's advice, I would say, when it came to that, because I needed not approval from my mom, but like I valued her opinion because I was such in deep relationship with her that like it gave me like it gave her light to what's going on in my life because I already knew before boys even came into the picture that she cared about my life, that she cared about my opinions, that she cared about, et cetera. And so when boys came into the picture, I was able to run to her and be like, Mom, like what's happening? Why do I feel this way? Like what's all this? And
why do I have butterflies in my stomach?
Why do I have butterflies?
When butterflies fall in love, do they have humans in their belly?
Oh my gosh.
Alrighty.
Sorry.
But like classic. That being said, I mean, I would always just encourage you, like make your kid feel known and seen in the first place. Like yeah. before boys or girls come in the picture. Cause like I'm not speaking for Lil'Si, but I've seen the way that dad has always just pursued him before even girls came in the picture. So uh-huh. that's the first place that he runs to, you know? Noah has something to say.
Yeah.
Also creating a space for the person they're bringing home like is huge too. I think everyone has that like, I got to scare the boyfriend because I'm the dad mentality. Mm-hmm, yeah. And like, mm-hmm. it's, you know, that does scare some dudes, but also it like, creating a safe space.
What's makes the point of scaring?
Ask your dad. He tried it with me.
Not really.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Dad, you're terrible.
You were
terrible.
Okay, I now got to defend myself. let's put on the table a definition of awful. Okay. I have friends who have daughters who
yes.
literally scare the boys. Like are a holes. Are mean. Are I. Just slowly warmed up to Noah. Well,
I just got to hear what all you said to them through Sayana.
Yes,
she's like,
that is true.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. And I'm like,
That is true. You were not anti Noah into his face. You were anti Noah to us.
Mm-hmm. And I knew it. Sure. But also, I didn't have the Brady where, like, I was around.
Yeah, it was different. It was different. So, this is actually, this is really good. This is really good. So, this is, so the people here that are like, oh my gosh, like Carlos and Heather, like just accepted these boys into the fold of the family and everything's just hunky dory and this is perfect. I mean, no, like, it was true. Like, Brady was her best friend for a year and I don't know how long. And then they started this relationship. And then Sienna went out of nowhere and got a boyfriend. And she's just like, you know, and so for me, it did. It took, I remember Sienna, we were at
the wedding.
The wedding.
Piper's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
The wedding, you know, I remember. And there was a phone call or something that happened.
Noah called you.
Noah called me. That's
to get lunch.
To ask me to go to lunch. And I was kind.
What a guy.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And then at lunch, that was awesome, actually. So here's something else. Noah calls me to ask me to go to lunch. And so Brady didn't call me and ask me to go to lunch.
No, I didn't.
No, Brady didn't call me. So it's like different. It's not like everything's the same. And so, you know, this is what I think is really cool.
We like that. Noah, it was a good move.
Yeah, that was a good move. And here's another good move for Noah, okay? Because the relationships happen differently. Brady had a slow build of trust for me that just, it just created this pathway. Noah and I, there was no pathway for me. It felt like it was like, wow, Sienna's got a boyfriend. So then I had to build a pathway on the backside, which was that conversation. And then honestly, like you would call me every once in a while to ask me about, I mean, I get a little choked up thinking about it right now. Like it was, that was, you would call me for questions on your relationship with Sienna and that
how I'm to telling handle you, her, yeah. how to
accelerated
deal with
the trust in you. So much, you know, to where, I mean, literally after one of those, I was like, well, I'm done. Like, this is great. Like,
Carlos is a very hard sell for a lot of things. He's very opinionated. He's very, very opinionated. Behind the scenes to me or to the kids, you know, in the house about things. Yeah. And then when it becomes personal and you either meet them or you go to it, you are a teddy bear and you just melt.
I did. I've melted for these two. I like these two boys.
I like them too. I think, guys, I would love to know what your home rules were that look different than ours.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. We know the Wicker rules. There were none.
I think it's... I was about to say we have similar, but then I don't... we don't. No, I started thinking about it, and I was like, no, we don't. I think one major thing for me is I was in like the stage of life of when we started dating of like, okay, I'm moving out. I moved off to do the college thing, was in Nashville by myself without my family, was kind of already dealing with like the process of like stepping out and like making my own decisions and being my own person, whatever that looks like from an 18-year-old's perspective. And my parents like were really good at always making sure I like it was never forced, like they weren't around. So it wasn't like, hey, I see this is happening. What's going on? It made it a space where immediately throughout the start of my relationship, it was a space where if I needed to ask a question or I needed something to go to ask my parents about, I had to actually go to them and ask them about it. So there wasn't actual parameters that like, hey, we see this, this is going on. Maybe like, can we help you? Like, them, cause it wasn't under their roof. They were, hours down the road. But that was a different dynamic for me where, so Hala still lives in her house with her parents now. And, from her and her parents got to see a lot of the relationship because that's where everything started or ended at the end of a date and, or just was there the whole time. So there was a lot more like, hey, we see this. Can we do that? So it was, I mean, it's just different contrast, complete different contrast. And
did your parents have rules as far as like, you can't date, you can't like with girls?
No, I was very, I was like the opposite of Sohaila growing up though. So I was never like, oh my gosh, I'm crushing on this girl. And I mean, I was just like,
it was always a crush. There was never a boyfriend, always a crush. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And for me, it was just none of that. I just kind of knew from the beginning, like...
So it was the one.
No, said something I'm glad he didn't say. But yeah, for me, from the beginning, I just knew like if I was going to do something, I was I don't know. I don't know if it was growing or I was just scared or what, but I was very, okay, if nothing's like, I actually don't think anything's going to come out of this. So I'm not going to do this. Like, she might be cute, but I'm not going to
12-year-old
go after her. And it took,
because honestly, the funny thing is I could see Brady being like, yeah, my heart kind of skips a beat when it's here, but you know, this probably isn't going to lead anywhere. So I think I'm just going to make the proper mature decision. Just not chase after this.
That's how you were too when you were 12.
Yes. I was very mature in my dating relationships. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess to answer your question, I never had a like, oh my gosh, I want to date this girl. I wonder if my parents are going to let me do that. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was just never the case. And my older sister was kind of similar. So like we didn't, my younger siblings are a little different, but like, it was just never a mm-hmm. problem. I called my parents when, I mean, and they knew when I was driving up every weekend that I liked her, but I called them when we talked and decided we were going to start dating. And I was like, hey, we're dating now. It's like, yeah, okay, sweet. We'll figure it out.
They're like, we've been trying to set this up.
100%.
All of us have.
Noah, how about your family?
I mean, mine's almost exactly the same. Like, my parents, it wasn't necessarily about a trust thing. They just knew me and they know who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm just like Brady, and I grew up and I was like, I want the first girl I date to be my wife. And like, I'm going to be so careful and so patient.
You guys are so romantic.
It was just in my heart.
I love it. Like, you're so cute.
From a kid.
Guys.
I've seen videos of Noah when he was a cute little chubby kid.
Noah was the cutest kid ever.
He was so cute. And yeah, you're right. You were pure.
Yeah.
Actually, you still are. There's a purity about you that is awesome, you know? So,
guys. Well, we didn't have like rules.
Yeah.
Especially because I just never like brought anything around like that. But nothing happened under my parents' roof. So it was the same, like, I did have to bring things to them if I wanted to talk about it. My sister's different. My sister's starting to like boys.
Uh-huh.
She's 15. And she's like, got this guy she likes, but it's very more like, all right, well, like, let's not be texting past this. Mm-hmm. And just because, like, when I was 15, sure, I wasn't going, you know.
James.
Yeah. See, I was a loser at 15. So
I think it's really, you know, like, our story is not common. Let's be honest, right? Like our stories of their first true boyfriends.
They're with a year and 5 months later and a year and eight months later.
You know, all of them are moving, talking about marriage in the future. And, you know, it's just not common to have to start off on such strong foundations for both of them. You know, like everyone has a first boyfriend here and there, you know.
It actually is kind of crazy that you guys are so serious at the first one.
And then
we still have Losiah.
We
don't know what that's going to look like.
My point is that the fact is that there are a lot of hard relationship things that parents have to go through. Like kids are having sex at such a young age. It's peer pressure, all the things that they are having to do and deal with. It's hard out there. So I just want to stop and pause and say, like, I know that our story is not everyone's story. Yeah. And
it is not a showing on your parenting. It is not a showing on, kids make their own decisions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. So I don't know. I just wanted to kind of pause because it is happily ever after. Yeah. However, you know, like Sohaila said, like Brady and Sohaila started dating and it was the hardest season as parenting and in her life that she's ever been in. And yet that's where they started. And, you know, they are past it and that's amazing. But all that to say is I just want people to hear that although it's relatively
peaceful for us.
Yeah.
This far in here. It's
been
good. They won't be able to hear that on the microphone.
There's a train going. It's really loud.
Yeah. Maybe you can hear the train, but yeah, no, that's good. That's good. I mean, anything you guys want to say to the Human Hope listeners that have their kids that are stressed out about their kids dating, Sohaila?
What?
Yeah. Like, what do you know?
let's not talk about you guys. Okay. We filled that in. Let's not talk about really close friends, but you guys have
friends
that are dating and you see mistakes that they make or that the parents, you know,
Dropping.
No. And I would prefer not to have close friends, but like in general, what have you seen in school and work and people like talk to us about your generation and dating and what's expected and what's not expected. And
I feel like, well, for starters, I do feel like our relationships are very rare, like you mm-hmm. were saying. So I'm very grateful for those because I know a lot of people that don't have these relationships and they ask me like, how did you find him? Like, how did you blah, blah, blah? Like, and I don't have a valid answer. And yet, like, I'm still able to walk by them and, like, see, like, the pain and the hurt that has come through some broken relationships that they've had in their life and empathize with those. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, that for me has... It's just given me a different perspective because even though I'm not walking in that, I can still see the hurt and the pain and mm-hmm. where it's coming from. Like, mom has really helped me see, like, root issues in people's lives, like where a trigger was happening or, like, where something, like, is formed, where their beliefs or views or... just concepts of things or the way they walk things are kind of formed or if it's like so-called not leading the right direction and
why their actions are
mm-hmm. being what they That's are, which has helped me as a friend or even just as an acquaintance to
or even speak as yourself. Right. Like it has helped you mm-hmm. go, wait, why am I acting that way right now?
Yeah. Yeah. And that can just lead me into speaking truth over myself and just remembering like this isn't the end, you know, like it's okay, like people walk through crap, like I know it's life, but it's also not hopeless. Like there's good people in the world and it's sometimes hard to see that if you walked through just unimaginable things at young ages too. Which a lot of my friends have. And it breaks my heart. And I know that our generation, it happens a lot, especially through social media. And like people can do some really mean things if they don't see a face behind it,
right.
Especially in relationships. And I feel like, and I don't like say that to cause fear because there shouldn't be fear in that, but it's also just like, it's just seeing past social media, you know, like social media isn't real, but a lot of our people in our generation think it is. Like they live and breathe social media. And so they believe relationships that aren't actually the way they look, you know, like if I was posting pictures of me and Brady in 2020, like we weren't the way we actually were. Like we all fought through something, but like
it's good.
There's hope on the other side.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Every single spring, that first day that I walk outside and I see that yellow dust all over my truck, I'm like, that is Satan's dandruff. It destroys me. I legitimately can't go outside for longer than 3 minutes because my eyes get swollen, my eyes get puffy, my nose gets congested, and I just simply can't breathe. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. When I started taking Claritin D about 2 months ago, I can finally get back outside and play pickleball again, which is what I love to do, but I couldn't do it because my allergies were so bad. Claritin D has legitimately allowed me to go outside again. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sienna, you're next. So, I want you to lean into social media a little bit, and not even social media, but just the idea again that Sohaila was saying that people can make their relationships look however they want to look. Like, has social media ever been an argument between you and Noah? Has there ever been anything that you guys feel like you've had to work through in that? It's fine if the answer is no, but how do you make sure that you're that you're not letting what Sohaila was saying happen? Like, how do you make sure that you're not let social media turn into like, we're going to present the best version of ourselves and yada, yada.
I think just like realizing just like Instagram and TikTok, like all those places are just like highlight reels of people's lives. Like most people, like every once in a while, you'll get the post of like reality check, like blah, 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 you know, but it's like, you know, it's not like I'm going to post a photo of me and Noah fighting. Right. Like, I'll post a cute photo of us twirling in a field somewhere.
This is true. At Santa Whitaker.
No, but I think just like constantly reminding yourself that like check like what you're posting on Instagram. And if it's not like the bad and ugly, then like you have to realize that everyone else is like feed isn't going to be that. And like limit yourself. Like, you don't need to be on Instagram and TikTok all day.
Yeah, no,
I set time limits on my phone.
You were good.
30 minutes.
And then you went through a season where you like took it off completely.
Yeah. I deleted all of my like social media for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And it was like really like once I like got downloaded it back, I was like, oh, I don't even want to be on it. Like, I really encourage everyone to do that just for like a week.
Yeah. Good. I like that. Noah?
I'll give you the answer you want to hear.
Well, I want to hear.
I got you right here. Yeah.
Maybe
what he's fishing for.
Are you going to tell me? So? Okay, I wasn't fishing.
But I'm scared.
Santa's eyeballs are really big right now.
No, I'm being stupid.
Did you get jealous at some point?
I remember early on, I came into our relationship with a lot of insecurities, which also I just think kids do anyway. Yeah. And
this is already what I was fishing for. Thank you, Noah.
I never cared about social media in my, like never had that, like never was a part of my life. And I remember like being like, oh, I wonder like if she's going to post this picture of us, like, oh, why didn't she post this picture of us? Or like, okay, well, I'm going to post this one and see if she, it was so silly. But I remember like, never the pressure of seeing other people or like seeing like people seeing how we looked, but literally just like the, oh, like this seems important. Like, should I be a part of this? Like, should, you know, and it was obviously just ridiculous and grew out of it. But
yeah, like, no, that's awesome that you grew out of it. You know, I mean, I can't even imagine if social media was around while we were dating.
No.
I mean, you were scrapbooking our pictures.
I have a great,
you have fantastic a great dating scrapbook.
Scrapbook of us dating.
Yeah. Hey, Losiah.
Oh, it's probably here. Oh, it's no, it's your house.
Oh, is it at home? Santa, can you get your brother?
Why?
Because I'm going to ask him. Ooh. I've got a question for him.
Dun, dun, dun.
About his sister's dating. Oh, Brady, you just have younger siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had siblings date?
Uh, Yes, but I wasn't around a ton.
Oh, okay, you weren't like around a ton. Well, the reason I'm asking that, I'm leading this up to actually. Lasaya, can you go sit in Sienna's seat for just a second? So Lasaya just grew up with sisters, right? They were dressing you up in princess dresses when you were little. They were, you know, and this is, you know, this doesn't have to be a deep thing or nothing, but now there's dudes around our house. Now
there's brothers.
Now there's guys.
People that play basketball with.
Tell us a little bit about what it's been like to finally have some other guys besides your dad in the house.
It's quite nice, you know. It's a lot more like fun in the house because I actually have like competition now.
Yeah.
Compared to just having like, if I play basketball with my sisters, it's just gonna be like horse or something.
Which is horse.
Yeah, horse is fun.
But it's a lot. I feel like it's just like more fun in the house, and like I'm not just like constantly just playing by myself or anything.
Yeah,
I just have like people around the house and everything, and it's quite fun.
Oh, so Hayley's got a question.
No, I don't have a question. I just have something to add. Me and Lasaya are 4 years apart, right? And yeah. Sienna is 2 years apart. But me and Sienna have always really been on the same maturity rise, I would say. Like
you guys are 17 months. Exactly. You guys are a lot closer together.
So, okay.
And 17 girls.
Months. And we're girls. So practically we're twins, if you want to say, even though we don't look anything alike. But we kind of grew up on the same, I guess, maturity level at the same time.
You were into the same things at the same time, same.
Yeah. And like when middle school hit, I didn't want to hang out with my kid brother, you know, which is sad and sucks because now I love him practically more than a lot of people in my life. But we didn't, like, we wanted to hang out with our new friends, and like we were,
it was
a different season, like being able to have our so-called own life, which now wasn't really because he's family. But it hit a point, like it hit a point in when I was like 18, 17.
Probably COVID.
Where we were together, and I kind of realized like what I've been missing. Does that make sense? Yeah. With Lasaya. And we're still working on it. Like we're still working through relationship stuff, but like when we kind of got back together, like it was the moment of like, oh, like he's my brother. Like he's actually hilarious and he actually has really cool things to say. And he's not just playing with Legos. Like it was a different shift. And I'm also very grateful that shift happened when we started to date, because there were actual grown guys that also wanted to hang out with Lasaya. Like it was very unifying, I would say. And I'm very thankful that it was, because like,
yeah,
we were able kind of to come as a happy family of siblings.
And not only siblings here, but siblings, because Brady's brother is Lasaya's age. And then Zach's brother is Lasaya's age. Yep. So there's actually like this second generation, not generate, what would that be? The second.
Just a rising of siblings.
Rising of siblings. You say, you should be an author.
Rising of the siblings. You're really good with your words.
That has helped kind of, you know, we have the 22-year-old Zach, who's the oldest, down to, you know, Lasaya, who is the youngest. But
it's turned into this.
But there's.
Lasaya, what'd you say? I mean, now, like, There's this amoeba that, yes, you guys do your own things.
Amoeba,
yes, there's just couples that hang out together. But there's a crew. There's a crew now. You all went to Jackson's house to swim on all the way from Lasaya all the way up to Zach. Was Zach there?
No, he was invited.
Okay, sorry, Zach. If you're listening, you were invited. But still, like Lasaya, what's it feel like now? I mean, because honestly, like, there were a lot of tears in the 11-year-old Lasaya, 12-year-old Lasaya days where your sisters didn't want to hang out with you. And suddenly now, like, you went on, you're hanging out with them. So talk to us a little bit about what that feels like. Is that something new? Is that...
Yeah, it was definitely new. There was definitely a time where I would try to hang out with them, and they, of course, wouldn't want to hang out with me just because I'm just a younger sibling. But it's, I feel like it was just, I just had to like wait and just grow. I just needed time to grow. And it honestly helped me because now, like, it helped me make my own friends. And so now I have, on both sides of things, I have like I have people like my sister's boyfriends, and then they're like siblings, and then and I hang out with them, and then I have my like church friends that I hang out with all the time, and it's just like I have more. It's honestly like more than it would have been if I just hung out with the girls.
That's a good word. You got more friends than they do, suckers.
Literally.
It is very, very true.
I love it. No, that's good. That's good.
Okay, guys. What's next?
Hold on, mom, stop. My mom's right here. Just let her sit here.
Just say hi.
So my mom is, we're at my mom's house. Mom, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
That was perfect.
Mom, I mean, how was dating when I was in high school?
How many girls did he really date?
Well, nobody can hear you ask that question because you were so far away from the microphone. Ask that again, babe.
How many girls did he really date?
I don't know. I think he was dating even when we didn't know he was.
Yes, that's the answer.
Okay, my mom's off the podcast now. Thanks, Mom, for hanging out. And no, guys, this was a great conversation. Sarah, thanks for being on the podcast. Lasaya, thanks for being on the podcast. Noah, thanks for being on the podcast. Thanks for loving my daughter well. Brady, thanks for loving my daughter well. Thanks for being on the podcast. Sohaila, thanks for being on the podcast. Heather, thanks for being on the podcast.
Hey, Carlos, thanks for having a podcast.
You're welcome. And thank you, Human Hope listeners, for listening to the podcast. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Thank you again. I'm dead serious when I say this, for letting this be a safe space for me to bring my family on here. You guys are always so respectful, but you ask great questions. You lean into the conversations, and I just hope that this stuff is helpful. You know, as my kids grow up, I realize they've got a lot to say, and what better place for me to allow them to say it than on the platform that has been built on my authenticity about their lives, sharing their lives. It's just a really beautiful thing. So I hope you guys got what you needed out of that conversation. Oh, you know what? And thank you, Noah and Brady. Yeah, I mean, they just started dating my daughters, and here they are just getting thrown into the mix on a weekly basis. It was really good. And I'll be honest with you guys. I really love these guys. They're good, good guys. And I know it didn't have to be this way, you know? I could have had a rough time. I could have been sharpening the knives when they walked in, but I didn't have to. Because when you raise daughters that believe in themselves and are confident, you don't have to shine your shotgun when a boy walks in. Because the boy knows that these women can take care of themselves. Love it. Hey, Human Hope family, I'm so appreciative of you guys hanging out. Remember, it really helps when you guys review. Share. I would love for, I don't know, 300 of you that have never reviewed the show to go to Apple right now podcast, Spotify podcast, and hit 5 stars if you love the show. Hit 4.5 stars if you don't. But we're constantly trying to make this thing better, trying to feel the pain points of my audience. And again, do this for you. That's it. We'll see you next Thursday for another episode of Human Hope. Ooh, have we ever gotten to this part of the song? What? Man, I'm feeling it. Dr. Delight. I'm going to let it keep going. Yeah. I mean, maybe because I got a 20-year-old now. Like, I feel the jazz. You going to hit me with something? Come on. Hey.